Welcome back, everyone. Bez Hashem, we are learning Shari Tshuva. In Shar Aleph, Ois Lamed Dalet, number 34, this is Shir number 54, discussing the different principles of Tshuva, specifically Rabbeinu Yoina, still focusing on the importance of abstaining from physical desires, pleasures that are permissible. When a person is permitted to do something and he refrains from that which is permissible, Rabbeinu Yoina is teaching us this person is expressing tshuva for previous and other chatoim. V'amru Chazal, kol sheyesh bo shalosh midos halalu. Whoever has these three character traits, Shalosh Midos Halalu, he is defined as a Talmid of Avraham Avinu. This is a tremendous, tremendous honor. Imagine if someone is known as a Talmid of Avraham Avinu. Who's your Rebbe? My Rebbe is Avraham. Avraham Avinu. You can't get better than that. Avraham Avinu is your Rebbe. So what does a person have to do? What's the entrance exam into the yeshiva? To be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Ayin Toiva. Ruach Nemucha. Nefesh Shefala. A person wants to be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, he has to have these three character traits. Ayin Toiva, a generous eye. A generous person. Ruach Nemucha, a humbled individual. Person with anava. And Nefesh Shefala. What does it mean, a Nefesh Shefala? So they translate Nefesh Shefala as a meek soul. Rabbeinu Yoina is explaining now this concept of a Nefesh Shefala. Inyan the Nefesh Shefala. Nefesh Shefala, explains Rabbeinu Yoina, is that the person is not running after that which is permissible for him and to him, and he's refraining, he's holding himself back. You go to a chasna, and you're eating the delicious chicken and meat on the plate with those nice hot mashed potatoes with that tree coming out of it. I don't know why they put that tree in there for it, but anyway, they got the tree in there also. Don't eat the tree. And you have the nice vegetables on the side wrapped in this green thing with these like carrots and all these different things that look so nice. And you're eating and eating. And the Ravid says, you want to hold yourself back and do what's called Tainus Ravid. What's a Tainus Ravid? Tainus Ravid can be even more difficult than fasting a whole entire day. You tasted that delicious meat, and you tasted that delicious chicken, and the mashed potatoes, and the side dish, and the vegetables, and you have one more piece on your plate. So, what do you think to yourself? Oh, Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis, right away. You go through in your mind all the sugyas of Baal Tashchis. You can't waste food. It's not right. It's that. First of all, that's not an Isser Baal Tashchis. It's not called wasting food. And if you don't eat that last piece because you want to hold yourself back from that which you're permitted, that's an expression of a Nefesh Shefala. It's more difficult when you pay a hefty price for that steak when you go out to eat at a restaurant and you don't eat that last piece. At the chasna, you didn't pay for the meat. You didn't pay for the food. But you figure, I'm gonna need every single last morsel on the plate. She'eino hoylech achre ha'taiva ha'gashmis gam bedvarim hamutarim. You're permitted to eat it, but you hold yourself back. Where do you find such a situation like this? So Rabbeinu Yoina gives an example. We're not going to get into the whole Gemara and Kedushin. Give an example with Avraham Avinu. By Avraham Avinu, he says to Sarah, We're going down to Mitzrayim now. I see that I have a very beautiful wife, says Avraham Avinu. You have a wonderful appearance. And these people are not accustomed to such beauty that Hashem gave you. Says, now I know that you're a woman of a beautiful appearance, says Avraham Avinu to his wife, Sarah Imenu. Explains Rabbeinu Yoina from the Gemara, Ki loy nistakel bo ad hayoyim ha'hul izbanya at chunas yofya. He didn't look at her in such a way to see such beauty. Explains Rabbeinu Yoina, this is what we're talking about. This is a situation of that which is permissible to him, and he is refraining, he's holding himself back. Now this is by Avraham Avinu, this is by the great tzaddik. We can begin to fathom and understand his greatness. But this is if you want to be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. These are the midos, these are the quality traits that we have to try to work on. Ayin toiva, a generous eye. Always be a giver, always be a giver. Any opportunity that comes up to be a giver, give, give, give. You're driving the car carefully, safely. Your eyes are focused and opened. Maybe you could give someone a lift. You pull over? No, I like to walk, he says. Okay, you did your job. You offered him the ride. Ayin toiva, always want to be a giver. Ruach nemucha, be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, be a humble person. And nefesh shefala, that which is permissible to you, you still will refrain even that which is mutter.